You are now listening to Red Saves the Black with Gina and Jared.
Episode of Red Faced Black, and that first band was called Texas in July, and I can't find them. Oh, here they are. Texas in July, and the MySpace is just Texas in July, and the song was called We Strike Fear Into the Hearts. Is that what that says? Right there, We Strike Fear Into the Hearts.
Indeed it does.
Okay.
And they're out of Pennsylvania.
And we had to fix the volume because when I put the song into the thing and then did the, you're now listening to Red Face of Black part of it, it was like, the music was like, and me talking was like, you're now listening to, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's not going to work out.
But it does work out now.
Now it's okay because Jared fixed it.
And now it's fantastico.
But I just kind of stared at it like, I don't really know what to do, so...
I apologize if that track's a little low on volume.
Yeah.
But it is functioning fully, and it's good stuff.
Yes.
And they have more music at their website, of course.
Yes, which I said already.
Which you did say already.
Yeah.
We don't say it again.
It's myspace.com /Texas in July.
And see, I was just going to be mean and be like, rewind. You must go back.
That's because you're mean. I'm not as mean.
What was that?
What was what?
I don't know, that noise.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's me.
Oh. For some reason, Gina's pounding on her chest.
No, not my chest. It's my
some
hair.
Some primal... Why are you patting your hair down?
What
the hell does that even mean?
It doesn't. It's just something I do sometimes.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, you even put a book underneath the thing.
I know. It's my history of psychology book, because you always use my cognition book, and I decided that my history of psychology book should get some use out of it.
Stack them up.
Because I really only opened it for, you know, a day out of the entire semester.
Oh, there you go. So, yes, we are back from our vacation in the Outer Banks.
Yes, we are.
And it was entertaining and exciting.
It was awesome.
And we ate lots of food and drank some beer and
did lots stuff. Of swimming and walking and beaching.
And on the hot tubbing.
And hot tubbing.
Don't drink beer in a hot tub, though.
No.
Because it overheats you.
And we played lots of Rock Band.
We did.
And watched lots of movies and lots of Flight of the Conchords, which I have now become obsessed with.
Which I'm sure we'll talk about throughout the show.
Definitely.
Because Gina's obsessed with it.
Definitely.
And I'm happy to report that Rock Band... We unlocked a bunch of bands because, you know, on last week's show, we were talking about how I touched one button, screwed it up, and erased all the progress of the owners of the game.
Yeah, who weren't really too upset about it. At first, like, when Jared told them, she was, like, expecting someone to say, like, someone smashed the instruments in or something. And when she found out that it was really only just something that we had to unlock the songs again, she was like... That's nothing. She was very excited.
So yeah, that's fine. We'll do that in like a day.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't know. I had mixed feelings about Rock Band before I played it. Because I was like, why don't you just start your own band? Or play real instruments?
People have no talent? It's a lot easier to pick up that than it is.
No, because a lot of people who are actual musicians say it's harder to even play their own
song. Yeah, but a lot of people who don't play any like instrument, it's a lot easier to pick that up. I mean, I picked up I suck at it, but I picked up drums on easy, and I picked up guitar on medium.
See, I did find the drums entertaining, going with the beat and all. The guitar, I would say, if you had to pick video games, the Guitar Hero guitar I thought was better.
I never sang, though.
But I guess the buttons are bigger on the other one.
But people did sing, but I was not one of them. I also only played drums, like, twice.
No, the singing didn't seem like the most popular feature of it.
I played guitar.
Because you don't have to sing the right words, you just have to, like... Make noise in the right pitch.
In the right pitch. So you can just be like... That's it.
But I guess it's not...
But it's helpful if you say the words.
I don't know. It was an entertaining...
But it was fun. Yeah, it was definitely fun. But I've never watched so many movies in my life.
What do you mean? You watched like 2 movies in a whole
week. I watched 4 movies in like a week. I watched Jaws. I watched
Jaws is a classic, though.
I watched... The Big Lebowski.
This is like Gina's like movie list.
I watched Clerks.
Yeah, I saw The Big Lebowski for the first time.
And I watched all the episodes of Flight of the Conchords.
These are good things to do on vacation.
Never watched so many DVDs in my life.
Why? Movies are good.
I don't have the attention span for movies, so I was like, I guess since I just had absolutely nothing to do that week that I was on vacation, I just sat there and I was like, I don't care, I'll watch anything.
Just watch.
We also watched part of
a lot of the Oblongs.
Yeah, we watched Oblongs.
The Squidbillies.
And movies. We also watched part of Big Bird's big movie.
Oh, that was that was thrilling.
Because one of the couples that came with us had 2 kids, and one of them was 2, and the other one was like 9 months or something. But we were watching Big Bird's big movie or something, whatever that was called.
About movies, I was gonna say that like right before we went away. Like, I sat down and watched all 3 parts of The Godfather. But it took me, like, a week and a half to do.
Which I could never do, ever.
So I didn't, like, watch it all at once. But, you know, I tried. I made the effort. Put the extra effort in there to do so.
I also want to see, new movies. I'm not, like, a fan of movies, especially in movie theaters.
See, this is amazing for Gina, actually. Be like, I give a crap.
I want to see Batman. I want to see, Hellboy. And I want to see The X-Files.
I know so many out of there movie fans. Some of you out there are movie fans. Out of there, yes. Like, coming out of the computer. Out of the audio equipment. I want to see the X-Files movie. I don't know about Hellboy. It looks good, but...
I want to see Batman because I feel like I've seen most of the Batmans anyway. And I also like Heath Ledger. So, I...
You just call him Keith?
Heath Ledger. So, I also want to see this movie. I wanted to see it anyway. And Hellboy, I want to see for the sole fact that, the guy who made Pan's Labyrinth helped make Hellboy, so all the creatures in Hellboy are all, like, the creatures from Pan's Labyrinth that are, like, creepy, weird shapes with, like, no eyes or something. And it was, like, Pan's Labyrinth was awesome, and so I want to see Hellboy. And the X-Files is because when I was in high school. I liked the X-Files. So.
Yeah, me too. The X-Files is an entertaining show. Always good. It'll be interesting to see this movie, especially since it's been like 8 years since the last one, which I still haven't watched yet, even though I have it.
It's been 6 years.
And 6 years since the show went off the air.
Yeah, 6 years since John went off the air.
But I just thought the X-Files was entertaining.
Yeah.
So, you know. How about some music?
Yeah, we should play a song.
Okay. So this next band is out of Denmark. I believe the city is Aarhus, Denmark. What? I'm probably mispronouncing it.
Aarhus?
As a random side note, I was reading...
It might be Aarhus. Who knows?
And on a random side note, a recent survey indicated that Denmark is the happiest place in the world.
Seriously?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Every year, the U.S. some department...
It's like the least depressed or something?
Or happiest due to, like, based on, like, amount of freedom and, like,
uh-huh.
economic whatever. The all U.S. was number 15.
We all need to move to Denmark.
Apparently, yes. Now, this next band is Ill Disposed. Check them out at myspace.com/illdisposed. And the name of the track is Like Cancer. And I can't tell if it's this band or the other band. I'm pretty sure it's this band that was at one point signed to Roadrunner Records. Huh. Left them for whatever reason and signed to another smaller yet still kind of major label in Europe. But oddly enough, even though they're signed to a relatively big label, all their songs are available for download on their MySpace page.
Hmm.
Even though we look for some bands that have like five, you know, just starting out, and there's no downloads to help spread the word.
This is true.
So, it's a good band out of Denmark. Enjoy. So that last band was, once again, Ill-Disposed out of Denmark, slightly on a major label from Europe, previously on Roadrunner, which a lot of people say is the biggest indie label out there, but I'm sure that could be easily disputed. But, yeah. You know, that could be a whole conversation for a whole, like, 10 shows or something like that.
I suppose.
Well, I was telling you about that label, Sub Pop, whose motto is going out of business since 1988.
Their motto is going out of business?
Yeah, going out of business since 1988 or something.
That's great.
And their most famous act is Nirvana, of course, because they're out of Seattle. But they are still around. I'm sure they got bought by a big label, but, you know. So it goes, as they say.
Nice.
Or something along those lines.
Yes.
Not very comfortable in this position.
That's because you're normally lying back and you always have to, like, kick back your head in the pillow.
Hey, I like to relax. What can I say?
You like to do nothing all the time.
I'm a very hard worker of doing stuff.
You don't do anything.
I do the show.
You do.
I haven't updated our website in, like, 7 months.
Which really doesn't take all that much effort, but...
Okay. But we still exist. Our downloads have gone up incredibly, so thank you very much for anyone who's downloading shows more. Or your new listeners out there. Or, you know.
Yes.
It's good stuff. We appreciate it, and all the bands, of course, appreciate it. And, Gina's playing with her foot. Just one
foot. It's got a hole in it.
I just noticed the one foot.
It's got a hole in it.
You know, a hole in it?
There's a hole in my foot.
See, now lately, everything we talk about, a day-to-day thing, I relate to that show we were watching. How was it called?
Flight of the Conchords?
Yes, Flight of the Conchords.
Why?
I don't know. It just their weird, like, sarcasm.
How does a hole in my foot have to do with the Flight of the Conchords?
I don't know, because they sing about, like, business time and...
What?
Mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Exactly. So if you have no clue what that we're talking about...
The hole in my foot has absolutely nothing to do with Jared, with Flight of the Conchords, but Jared just tried to sneak a segue in there that had absolutely absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Hole in your sock, you said.
No, I said a hole in my foot.
Oh, well, that's not my fault you put a hole in your foot.
It is your fault there's a hole in my foot.
No, but, yes. Like, I was just going to say, like, they talk about stupid things together.
Well, what does a hole in my socks have to do with Flight of the Conchords?
It's just, like, stupid things, and the show is about stupid stuff that happens to them.
This is true. It's awesome.
But if you're wondering what the hell we're talking about, we discovered a friend of mine brought it on vacation with us, and we watched some of it, and I ended up watching the whole season.
It's actually, like, a band. They started out as a band. They're, like, Tenacious D, but not as, like, hyper. And they're from New Zealand, and they claim to be what is it?
The fourth
New
most
Zealand's
popular.
Fourth most popular folk parody duo.
Good, and Gina can read, apparently, off
I
the back of
the
box.
I read off the back of the DVD. But they also have, like, an HBO special thing where it's, like, their episodes are a half hour each, and they have 12 episodes so far, and they're just kind of, like, strange. But they're strange, they're, like, funny strange. Like, it's, like, a musical in a half hour, but it's not as, like, grand as a musical. It's just, like, those two guys.
So basically they're from New Zealand, they come to New York, the plot of the show is they come to New York City to get their band off the ground, and the joke is that there's only one fan, and their manager manages them part-time.
Yeah, there's a lot of comedians on the show. Ty Barry was in it, Arj Barker's in it, Demetri Martin was in it, Kristen Schaal's in it, she's the obsessed fan. Murray, who plays... Reese, somebody is in it, he plays the band's manager, and then the two guys, Jermaine and Brett from the actual band.
So basically most of them use their real names. And they are really technically a music act. They do have a CD out that you can buy. And they're kind of just cover every genre because, like, they're supposed to be, like, comedy.
They're a folk parody duo.
They're supposed to be funny, so it's, like, sarcastic and stupid at times, but...
Yeah, there's this one
no matter what genre of music you like, you might find it entertaining just because sometimes they act so dumb.
Wait, what was their MySpace?
I don't know, probably, like... Oh, myspace.com/FO... TC, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. Because
Jared was on it, but I wasn't at the computer, so. But yes, they have a MySpace. And actually, I think one of their songs is downloadable or something.
Probably, and I don't know. No matter what kind of music
you
like, if you have a sense of humor.
Rhinoceros versus Hip-Hop-Opotamus. Hip-Hop-Opotamus.
It's the worst rapping in the world, and if you hate rap, you'll laugh. And if you like rap,
awesome.
You'll laugh.
It's not even real rap. It's just, like, New Zealanders just kind of, like, fucking around. Like,
and that's what they do, and somehow HBO said, this is a great idea, and we'll make fun of them trying
to
make it.
Let's give you guys a show.
But each episode, obviously, you know, centers around a theme of each song, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just weird.
Well, sort of.
It makes no sense at times.
Their biggest issue is they have band meetings all the time, they have girl problems, and they have one obsessed fan. And what's the other, like, running joke? Oh, they hate Australia.
No, Australians, they think hates them, so they don't like them.
Yeah.
And the other guy, oh, I know what the name of that show is. There's a show, and I don't know if it's still on TV, it was called Human Giant, it was like a sketch comedy show. And
what?
Yeah, the guy who was selling the Kiwis, who wouldn't sell the Kiwis because he thought they were Australian.
Oh, yeah.
he is a... So basically, all their guest stars are comedians.
Well, that guy was a comedian, too?
Yes, he's a comedian. He's in a show called Human Giant, a sketch comedy
show. Human Giant?
Yeah. Human Giant.
Oh, Human Giant.
Am I speaking another language
apparently.
Here?
Apparently.
Jeez. So at this point, so should we try to play two more songs or one more song?
We can play another song.
So two more songs or
so,
one
yes,
more song?
Two more songs. Go,
okay.
Play a song.
So I'm going to play this song.
Jeez.
So this next song is...
He's not sure.
What?
He's still looking. Is maybe not...
I don't know if I wrote down the band name right. The name of the track is Curb Stomp. But I can safely say that's a hardcore song. A hardcore
yeah.
band. But, the name of the band... I feel like I forgot to write, like, something in.
There's an H there.
Yes, thank you.
Why are you doing that?
Because this.
Type in Curb Stomp.
Oh, that's a good idea. I should type in...
Oh,
now
doing?
My computer's acting completely stupid.
Okay.
So continue talking. Until
I'm talking. I'm just waiting for you to type.
Let's have Gina. Oh, yeah. So it's not there at all.
Okay.
So, sorry about that. That song's not coming. Maybe it'll come at the end of the show.
Maybe.
Actually, I have no clue. So I'm going to... Okay. All right. Let's just reach over everything and grab
Jared, stop being such a douchebag.
Douchey McDouche-douche.
Jared's such a douchebag when he gets angry.
I get angry easily. I'm an angry child.
So, don't look for this now.
Where did it go?
I don't know, but don't look for it now.
Oh, man. All right. So, I was going to play that song, but we're going to talk for a few minutes and close out with another song, which is equally entertaining. I have no clue what happened to the song. And it was a good song, too. So now I'm douching McDouche-douche, apparently.
Yeah.
According to Gina. I get angry at electronics.
So what do we have left?
Yeah,
oh,
right
this
there.
One? Okay.
So I apologize for that, and hopefully I'll find that song on my computer at some time in the near future. I feel like that was a Flight of the Conchords moment.
What, that you were a douchebag?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Because how much they always make fun of Murray and stuff?
Jared, here. Gina, present.
Yes, computer, present. Fans.
Okay.
Fan.
Item number one.
See, we could be like Flight of the Conchords. They have one fan.
We don't have any.
I don't know. People
they
listen.
They have one obsessed fan. Like, we don't have any.
Okay, so none of you are obsessed. So I guess that's a good thing. So don't start stalking Gina anytime soon.
Poor Jared.
Well, you know.
But, like, she's just funny. It's, her name's Mel in the thing, but it's Kristen Shaw. She's like...
And Gina mentions that only
she
because...
She wears their shirt. She's married in the show, but she's completely obsessed with them.
Gina only mentions that she uses another name because everybody else in the show uses their real name.
Yeah.
Kind of like, we use our real names for this, and most people, like, doing stand-up comedy use their real names, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But
like,
I don't know.
I think she's the only one who doesn't.
Murray doesn't. I don't know. We're talking about the show, and people are like, what the fuck? Shut up and play music, and what the hell is the show about?
But you could, but Jared broke the music, so...
It's oddly entertaining.
How long is this song? I don't really think people want to sit here and listen to us talk for at least another, like, 3 or 4 minutes.
I don't know. I could just sing stupid songs.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah-da-do.
No.
Wait, what's the name of the last song, please?
Bring Forth the Enemy is the band. Maybe not. Yeah. Bring the Pain. Yes. Mindless.
What?
Jared's computer is...
It's going
not
slow.
Anything.
There it is.
There it is.
Okay. So we're going to wrap it up soon. Apologize for not being able to play that one song. That's awesome. But this other song is awesome.
Oh, that's pretty good, though.
So you know how that goes and how that rolls.
Yeah.
So thank you again for listening to another slightly messed up episode over at Face the Black Radio.
Yeah, sorry.
And supporting Underground and our ridiculousness and or stupidity.
Okay.
This last band is Bring Forth the Enemy. The name of the track is Chokehold.
Yes, it is.
And
they're from Glendale, Arizona, I think.
And you can check them out at myspace.com/bringfortheenemy. Thank you again.